The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Happy Wednesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, if you close your ears and you listen and you strain to listen, you can hear very faintly, rattling through the valleys, out through the dell, over expansive glens of land. You can hear it, and maybe it's just a whisper. Go, New York, go, New York, go. Go, New York, go, New York, go. And then it gets louder as it gets closer. Go, New York, go, New York, go. Go, New York, go, New York, go. And suddenly it envelops you like it envelops Mike Harmon right now, who is watching lightning split his brain in half watching the Knicks and the Pacers in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals.
I was enjoying it until about 35 seconds ago. Because then that insipid chant comes up. I got to ask a question, though, as we get the fourth quarter going in earnest here. Jalen Brunson was aware that his over-under was 37.5, right?
37?
Because that seems to be why he's shooting a lot.
Yeah, he may be.
He's suddenly chucking up the ball from wherever at this point. It's like, it's my time to shine.
Hey, I missed the entire second quarter, okay? I need to make up for all these shots.
Back. Here. Let's go.
You know, I got the streak of 40-plus games in a row. I got to have more than that. Right now, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Knicks and the Pacers. It is a one-point Knick lead, 102-101. T.J. McConnell with a lay-in as he wants to bark at the New York crowd. Okay, that's fine. Still a lot of time left, 8 minutes left to go. And look, I know he finished fifth in MVP voting, all right? But just eventually everyone's going to come around to how great a player Jalen Brunson is. And maybe today is that day. Okay, maybe. End of the first quarter, Brunson leads. You can see when he tweaked his toe during a possession. Doesn't play the entire second quarter. Pacers outscore the Knicks by 10. They lead by 10 at halftime. Third quarter, Jalen Brunson comes back. Knicks outscore the Pacers by 18. They take the lead. Brunson, yes, only with 18 tonight, but you have all five Knicks starters in double figures. The Knicks rally. I mean, eventually, today may be that day, and depending how this game goes, still a long way to go, but eventually people are going to finally put away their bias and their hate for the Knicks and their
no, they're not.
Jalen Brunson's not electric. He's not fast. He doesn't dunk, so I like the other guy guys better than him, and I'm not going to give him credit because I like Anthony Edwards making threes and making the Jordan shrug back down the court. I like seeing the big dunks. I like seeing the – they don't understand. Maybe today is that day. I'm not holding out.
No, it's
Mike,
not.
But maybe today is that day.
Today
maybe.
Is not that day.
But maybe not.
No, it won't be. OG Anunoby is out with a hamstring injury, so he will not return for these final eight-plus minutes. So
that's okay. Ewing has come in. He has played pretty well so far. He has limited the touches for Miles Turner, so I've been pretty happy.
Okay,
so
nicely
far.
Done there.
Yeah.
As for the Brunson thing, we've seen this, right? You've got to build the story. You got to build a story arc like you're in Hollywood. That's the way it works towards MVP. That's why Giannis Antetokounmpo was still fourth in balloting, which makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other three ahead of him, when you talk about Jokic and SGA and Luka Doncic, that makes sense. Right, we've been building towards this. And now Jalen Brunson, as we've discussed over the last week or so, how many times in our business do people really ever say, I'm sorry, I got this wrong? They usually just wait it out till a guy retires or has a career-ending injury, and then they never have to utter those words. Ah, he's done. See, I told you he was fragile. Here, Jalen Brunson's got a bunch of guys that have come to the pulpit, that have come to the rectory to say, all right, I'm going to have my confession. I am going to take my penance because I was wrong about Jalen Brunson. We've seen it. But now that doesn't help for voting for this year. That's done. That's gone. The mea culpas came after votes had to be submitted. Unfortunately, they don't include playoff runs. Maybe they should. They give him
like
a separate award.
The guy wasn't great going into the playoffs. He said as great as he was in the regular season, he's hit a new level in the playoffs. He's the leading scorer in the playoffs for all the Anthony Edwards is so great.
But
yes.
He still finished fifth.
Jalen Brunson's the leading scorer in the playoffs.
That's
I know.
But how many highlights do you have? Okay, here he is running over McConnell.
Exactly.
Yeah, not sexy.
No, I know. That's what it is. People don't know. I want the sexy highlights.
Why am I not a network TV star? In prime time, because I don't look quite the part. I'm 5'7".
Well,
I'm a fire plug.
Yeah, but you
I'm
also,
damned handsome,
you,
and I yell better than any of these clowns. But here I am.
You can't go to rehearsals and tryouts wearing jaunty fedoras and purple shorts. They're not going. I keep telling you not to do that. They're not going to take you seriously. You go, no, but this is who I am, and you pick a special feather out for the cap you're going to wear.
Do.
Sometimes you match the purple hat to your shorts. I'm like, they're not going to hire you if you dress like that. You say, no, I'm still going to do it. You kind of
I'll acquiesce to wardrobe once they hire me. Until then, it's pure harm.
Until then, I wear whatever I want to.
I'll wear what I want to.
You realize this is a tryout, right?
Today, I'm wearing a Fred Sanford shirt.
Okay.
You guys know that none of this matters, right?
None of this matters?
No.
Why does none of this matter? Hang on. You know Frostburg by
now.
He's had this punchline in his holster for the entire day, but I will help you out.
I was waiting for something good, just saying the Dodger won. The Dodgers won. I'm like, yeah, it's Wednesday.
Okay.
Let's go.
Hang on. Okay, Justin, why does none of this matter?
Because the Dodgers won. What are you, deaf?
Did Outman really hit the ball again today? Or
did I stutter?
You're done with the Tom Brady got roasted? Because that was your line the other day. There was always something.
Oh, I'm way past that.
Okay, you're past. Okay,
we can bring that back again. I mean, that played.
I'd rather bring back a Pacer win.
I think the NBA would like to, because then it would be a series. If not, it's 2-0 Knicks, and that's it.
You know so, who's I mean, not look. Playing in this game the rest of the way?
Who's not
OG
playing
Ananobi.
In this game, Justin? Yeah, no, look, it's like every couple of games we lose somebody. Eventually, the Knicks are going to finish this playoff with four guys on the court, and they're going to say, Tibbs, there's guys on the roster you could put in. No, I don't trust anybody. I'm going to play with these four. Yeah, but Tibbs, we're not done. Doesn't matter. We're going to go with these guys. I mean,
the air is better than the fifth guy.
That's why I always look, Anunoby, who had a great game, and look, he's in line for a huge payday. Mm-hmm. The difference he brought to the Knicks when he came there. But look, he's out with a sore left hamstring. Who knows what his availability is going to be for the rest of the playoffs? You don't even know. But like, if to be serious about this with the Knicks, I sit here and go, you know what? This is a magic carpet ride, right? I mean, they have a phenomenal team, and Jalen Brunson is otherworldly. But eventually, you know, playing these guys, and now these guys are going to have to play all 48 minutes in the next game because because Anunoby may not play. I mean, eventually it's gonna run out. If I'm the Celtics, I'm going, this is unbelievable. We have to worry about the Bucks because Giannis was hurt and didn't play. We're rolling through the playoffs. The Knicks are losing guys every 5 seconds. We know we can beat the crap out of the Pacers. Okay, the Celtics are like, pinch me. This isn't real. We're rolling through the play. We're gonna walk into the NBA Finals. This is unbelievable. I mean, look, that's how it should go, because for the Knicks, look, it's a magic carpet ride. Do I hope they have enough for Indiana? Of course I do, right? Because this is a series that could go either way. Both teams are pretty even, especially with the Knicks not being deep. So I get it. But when it gets to the conference finals, boy, I'm telling you, man, like the Knicks are playing with house money at that point, because it's okay. Everybody expects Boston to win. They're the better team. And the Knicks are playing with an iron five. Or maybe, who knows? Maybe they're down to four by the next time. I have no idea.
Well, that fifth man's out there.
Yeah, but that's
Grimes checked in.
Yeah, Grimes.
Did you not see that?
and the thing is, starting with four and having Hartenstein come off the bench still, it's really
unbelievable.
<difficult.
laughs> It's next level stuff right there.
But since we have begun speaking, the Knicks have taken a 5-point lead over the Pacers. Jalen Brunson with a bucket and a three. It looks like he is taking his matchup with T.J. McConnell personally.
Yeah, well, they kind of bounced off each other a couple of times, and he got a little testy.
He had one of those buckets a couple minutes ago on an end one where he came down the floor and McConnell was in his hip pocket. McConnell was trying to get physical with him. And nothing more than banging up and down the floor. It's not like there was foul. But it was banging up and down the floor. And you can tell. And Brunson goes in for the layup. And he flexes after, which he doesn't do a lot of. And you could tell right there, it's like, okay, T.J. McConnell's walking around like he owns Madison Square Garden. Like, suddenly he's great. Instead of a guy that, hey, look, I'm really motivated here. Like, I play in high school and coach just told me I'm going to start. So I'm giving you everything I have. So I get that part of it. But you could just tell it's a little bit personal. I'm not saying it woke Brunson up, but playing at the level he's at, hitting some of these shots is just unbelievable, right? And it's a 2-point lead for the Knicks right now with 5.5.
I mean, it's not that unbelievable.
Well, I mean, look, the way that everybody still tries to stop him, and he's still shorter than everybody on the court, he weighs less than everybody on the court, and he still scores points the way he does.
It's called strategy.
Just think about it. Just think about it, man.
Let him score. Strategy.
It's phenomenal. Oh, let him score. So we'll have more on this game coming up. Again, 2-point lead by the Knicks with 5.5 left to go. Still a lot of time left here. But as Mike mentioned, MVP vote comes in, and Nikola Jokic once again wins the MVP in the NBA. It's his third overall MVP. He wins it over Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who finishes second, and Luka Doncic, who finishes third. Jalen Brunson finishing fifth. And when I see Jokic win, you know what I think of, Mike? This is weird. But when I see Jokic win and I go, okay, obviously everybody voting understands the genius of Nikola Jokic and how well he plays and some of the stuff he does is just, it's amazing. It's almost like he's a bigger Jalen Brunson where, boy, the guy just runs around and kind of doesn't play really fast and still makes some unbelievable plays. What I think of here is that, wow, how did Shaquille O'Neal not have at least four MVPs? He was more dominant than Jokic was when he played. Did he have Jokic's skill set? No, he didn't. And I'm not saying that they're the same kind of player. But there was nobody who was more valuable in his heyday with the Magic, with the Lakers, than Shaquille O'Neal, and he won one. And I'm like, really? And even the year where he should have waltzed away with it unanimously, Fred Hickman votes for Allen Iverson.
Yes, he did.
Right? So it wasn't a unanimous MVP. Like, Shaq easily should have come away with three or four MVPs, but the bias against him, there's a lot of people who didn't like him, didn't take the game seriously, just he's very polarizing as a star, didn't make his free throws, didn't really expand his game. So I could see where he was polarizing, but when I see Jokic win, I feel like it's a fait accompli. I'm just going to give the guy the MVP every year, no matter what he does, no matter where the Nuggets finish, no matter what, as long as his numbers are the same, he winds up winning the MVP. And I feel like Shaq should have had at least three, maybe four MVPs in his heyday while he was playing in the 90s and early 2000s.
Well, that's the unfortunate part of it, right? You get to that, we're tired of you. And last year there was the backlash led by Kendrick Perkins and others saying, well, screw this, and called people out and tried to make it a race thing and whatever else. And look, Embiid had a hell of a year, so he ends up walking away with the award. So I wonder how much of Jokic winning this year is people going, well, we kind of screwed the guy last year. Didn't do anything different. So let's make that one right. And then now, you know, we clap our hands and all bets are off and we see what happens going forward, whether it's your guy Brunson, the emergence of Victor Wembanyama, Edwards, whoever it is from there. I mean, because you go back in time, I mean, go back to Jordan. All of a sudden, there was a block of years he didn't win it and was down in the voting a bit. Like, he's already won a couple. He's winning titles. He doesn't need an MVP award. Move on. We certainly saw that, right? Because you had him, he won back-to-back years. Then you go Barkley, Olajuwon, Robinson. Okay, Jordan out of basketball. Jordan comes back, and then Malone a couple of times. Then you're 1 year for Shaquille O'Neal. And then Iverson,
Choice but to give it to him that year. We got to give it to him this year.
You had a couple of years where, you know, you split the vote between he and Kobe. So that's part of it. And then Tim Duncan wasn't flashy, but, you know, the big fundamental won people over for MVP awards. That's the one I'm always shocked at. Wait, he won back-to-back? He didn't do anything on a highlight reel that anybody would have seen. Come on. Except for the obvious, I call bank jokes. Then you get into the Steve Nash era and everything else. But
everybody liked Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan didn't go off and do movies in the offseason. So where critics say, if he was about basketball, he'd be doing it. He'd be doing more. He wouldn't be doing movies. Wouldn't be doing, Shazam or whatever it was. Kazam. I get it.
You leave Kazam alone.
I disagree with it, but I get it. It's a much different landscape than it was now. But Duncan was someone that everybody, why? Because Tim Duncan didn't do anything.
Well, and Jokic is essentially the same guy as we've talked about, right? Other than loving harness racing and his horses and his family, going to clubs and being the 7-footer, towering over everybody else, and then now dressing up as Gru. There ain't a whole lot.
I think the only thing Jokic does is he tells his brothers, okay, nothing too out of control.
Yeah, that's right. You can fight a little bit. Just don't go too
far. Nothing too out of, all right? I watch what happens to Mahomes, all right? I don't need that. I want something else. I don't need that. Exit Al Badafresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harbert. Seriously, it should be 3 or 4 MVPs for Shaquille O'Neal. Unbelievable. Right now, there are 3.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, and the Knicks have I feel like I need to talk like Marv Albert, and the Knicks lead the Pacers now 117 to 110. Jalen Brunson's hit a couple of shots, a couple of offensive rebounds by DiVincenzo. Precious Achiuwa is scoring right now. So it is a 7-point lead for New York. Still a lot of time left here. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Coming up next, we'll have more on this game. Obviously, it is the game. That's why there's only one game tonight, because how do you top the Knicks? I mean, you just can't. But we have other big stories out of the NBA coming up next, including what player suddenly has the most at stake in the NBA playoffs. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
But none of that matters.
Why doesn't it matter, Frostburg?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theodore Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah,
it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Minute and a half left to go. The Knicks lead the Pacers 124-118. The Pacers trying to deny the basketball to Jalen Brunson. They're able to get it across half court. Dante DiVincenzo hits a huge three to give the Knicks a lead. But now the Pacers use a little bit of strategy to kind of get back in the game here a little bit. You saw a world-class flop by Halliburton that got them to the free throw line.
No. He forearm shivered him in the back.
Stop.
Come on, dude. Go back and watch it, Knicks fan.
Don't just be opposite me just because you feel like it, because you sound foolish. He fell down. Yes, he put his arm up. He fell down. It was a world-class flop. I'm not saying it wasn't a great play. It was a great play because it put him on the free throw line. 124-118.
Wow.
Now there's a discrepancy at half court. The referees look like they called a double dribble on Isaiah Hartenstein as the Knicks are trying to get the ball across half court. Rick Carlisle is screaming at the official because it looks like they brought the call back. Now I'm watching the replay and it looks like he's dribbling. Again, I don't know what the call. It looked like it was double dribble. He tried to make that sign, but then they looked at it and said it wasn't. Carlisle is upset, but it's still a 6-point lead for the Knicks with a minute 10 left to go. I mean, every time the Knicks have the ball, I'm outside my mind because I'm like, oh my God, they don't have it. Jalen Brunson, is he going to be able to keep hitting shots like this? Is he going to keep making it? Can they keep getting offensive rebounds like they do? And they have, and they keep getting them, and they keep holding on to the ball, and they keep possession, and I'm just saying to myself, the Pacers have to be saying, why don't you just die?
No, that's,
why
that's
don't
it.
You
possession
die?
To possession. Pogo stick legs like the Energizer Bunny.
I mean, how can you, why can't you just die? They're going to keep possession on this play because it's off the Pacers out of bounds. Like, it's like we're doing everything we can. You're losing players. Jalen Brunson had to sit out an entire quarter. Why won't you die? We keep doing everything. There, this has to do it. No, the Knicks keep sitting up like Michael Myers at the end of Halloween. It just keeps happening. This is such a fun series to watch. It's such a fun team. And I'll tell you, man, you can cancel the rest of the play. Just keep giving me Knicks Pacers games. I don't think anybody else in the NBA would disagree. I think they would sign up for like 15 of these games because they're just so much fun.
You just included the Pacers in that.
Because it's fun. Because
the only team the Knicks can beat, Mike.
There is that.
Look, it's a case of, look, the Pacers are fun. Reggie Miller's in the house. The boogeyman is there. Knicks Pacers brings everybody back to the 90s. Everybody, at least in their 40s, who watch basketball remembers this, and it was fun, and I was younger and thinner, and I could run all day, and I could eat whatever I wanted to and not gain any weight. No, it's a big throwback, man. This is what it is.
You know who's loving this game
who's
more than the Knicks? The Celtics.
Who, Justin? Well, yeah, listen,
well, yeah.
We talked about that. The Celtics have to be saying, all right, if we don't get to the finals and win this year, we're never going to do it. Right? Suddenly, there's a ton of pressure on the Celtics.
Sure.
Because instead of, hey, we're the best team, we should prove ourselves and win, it's, dude, the door is wide open. Not just one door, it's French doors. French doors that open up to a backyard filled with a pool and trees and there's cricket bats everywhere, and you can play lawn bowling. This is the French doors wide open for the Celtics to get to the finals and win. Because in the West, you can tell for some of these teams, look, Minnesota and Oklahoma City is going to be a rock fight for seven games if they wind up playing. You see the energy that's expended by some of these squads getting through. And the Celtics, I don't know that any of them have taken a shower in the last 2 weeks. I don't know they've had to go through, and I still smell pretty good. Didn't you sweat? No, we won that game 113-72. Oh, you're right. Really, I don't think any of them have bathed because they haven't had to, because I only bathe when I'm dirty, and no, I still smell pretty good. All the pressure in the world is on the Celtics because they should get there and they should win. Like, this is their year suddenly.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's been there for a while, right? Because they ran away with the Eastern Conference, and it becomes the, like the Dodgers every year we do the same thing, right? All right, this is great in May, and we enjoy the moments, right? You enjoy the wins, the Ohtani home runs, and whatever else. It's all great. Doesn't matter till you get to October, because that's what you're playing for. With the Celtics after last year, coming into the season, it was the should they break them up? Should Mazzulla have been fired? All of that was coming off of that playoff run. So as you get into these rounds and you're watching the attrition and the Knicks falling one by one, and whether they're available or not, and these guys killing themselves for 48 minutes, then and with Cleveland, I mean, Jared Allen, is he ever going to be cleared to play? I don't know. I mean, that's a guy that was, what, 16-11 or something like that, that isn't there. You don't have a force in the middle. So, yeah, you're walking through. Even with Porzingis sidelined, the expectation is that it's you're at least in the finals. And then whatever comes from there. But, yeah, certainly for the Celtics, it's been that for a long time. As soon as Doc Rivers got hired and the Bucks started to fall off. Mm. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
I couldn't let him off the hook there, buddy.
It's not Doc's fault, right? Remember, no matter what, it is not Doc's fault.
And obviously Giannis gets hurt, Lillard gets hurt, all of that stuff, but you know.
And now we have just seen a big, I wouldn't say a reversal of fortune, because the Knicks are now up 127-118 with 33 seconds left. We have seen Brunson make a floater for an 8-point lead, and now he is shooting technicals because Rick Carlisle has just been ejected. Rick Carlisle got ejected.
Just got arrested.
He was upset over the officials taking back the double dribble call, which still he was harping on. He's on the court and he's clapping in the official's face. Now, at this point, look, the Knicks are up by seven. There's 35 seconds left to go. But he's sitting there clapping in the official's face, and I don't care what you do. When you clap in the official's face, you're going to get ejected.
At some point, you've had enough. Now, yeah, if these guys had actually hit some free throws earlier in the quarter, it might have been a little different game. Yeah. They missed their first five in the fourth quarter. But I think the point he was trying to make was, how come we can review this in real time, but I can't get this kick ball thing overturned?
Yeah.
Let's be consistent here, fellas. That's all we're asking for.
You know, what do I say? The Pacers, look, they focused too much on that after the first game, and now they're going to focus on the officiating again, because I'm sure they're going to sit back and say, oh, you know, if that was called a double dribble, which I still don't know what Rick Carlisle was yelling. I'm sure we'll figure it out in the break when we see more things happen. But I'm like, that's you saying if you got that call, you'd have won the game? I mean, they really just like if you got the call in game one, you would have won. If you had gotten the kickball, you would have won. But I'm sure they're going to find a way to figure out a way to say that.
No, I think he's just really upset that his acting career has gone in the tank.
That is true. He was really good in the Truman Show.
Yeah.
I watched that a little bit earlier here.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber. I mean, he had a good run.
No,
he
good.
Did. I mean, well, he had $300 million movies in 1994.
I mean, The Mask. I mean, that's think really about good. That, you know?
Josh Hart has just leaned over to talk to Reggie Miller with 20 seconds left in the game, and there's a timeout on the floor. I have no idea what he said. DiVincenzo was shooting free throws, but he leaned over to say something to Reggie Miller. Again, we'll find out after the game, but I'll tell you, this has been some kind of last fourth quarter run by the Knicks here, because they're going to win this game and they're going to be up 2-0, and the Pacers are going to walk away going, what the hell else do we have to do? Right? Like, that's it. They're not fouling. The countdown is going on. Knicks are going up 2-0. And before we get into any more analysis, I just want to say, go New York, go New York, go! Go New York, go New York, go! Go New York, go New York, go! 130-121 is the final. Look at the Knicks. Okay. Now we can get back to basketball analysis of this game.
Okay, go ahead.
You feel good? You feel good?
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful.
That's what I said, because I don't want to overwhelm you, because this is going to be 3.5 hours of go New York.
We're not on in New York. Let's talk about other things.
I'm pretty sure we are. Pretty sure
in New York City?
I'm pretty sure on Channel 83, Sirius XM, we're on across the country.
Of course.
You should check
global.
And see where we're on, buddy. Check and see where we're on.
No,
we're
global on Channel 83 on Sirius XM.
Yeah, just so you know that.
You know, want to give a shout out, you know, because we need that local affiliate as well.
Yeah, no, and just trying to look at all the things that are trending on Twitter at the top. Jalen Brunson, the Knicks are at the top, then there's Survivor.
You're
then
just
TJ
insufferable.
McConnell, Rick Carlisle, Shaq. I think maybe we got Shaq trending with our conversation a few minutes ago. So, hey, congrats, Shaq. You have
Well, he also had that conversation with Jokic saying, I voted and Shea should have been MVP. No offense. No offense, but Shea should have been MVP.
I just want to say I didn't vote for him. But look, this is now a 2-0 lead for the Knicks. And if you are the Pacers, let's think about this in the Pacers for a second, because we have a lot to get to with Brunson and the Knicks and what they're doing. Now, who knows if Anunoby's even going to be able to play? I don't even know. But if you're the Pacers, you're saying, what do we have to do? You're upset at the refs, speak for whatever the call you wanted on Hartenstein, right? But you're like, what do we have to do? Because this was a game where we came out and we did again what we wanted to do, especially since we got a big game from Halliburton. What did he say?
Well, you got a big game from him early.
Right? Right? Well, at least look, he's still 34-9. He was huge early. What did I tell you was going to happen? He was going to be out early. And I told you, if the Pacers get out to like a 10-2, 12-2 lead, I'll be worried. But if it's a game early, then I'm not going to be that concerned, because this is where the Pacers have to come out. And if they're mad and they throw the hammer down to the Knicks early and make them play from behind, make them expend a lot of energy, and they didn't. And the Knicks hung with them. But if you're the Pacers, you're saying, okay, at halftime, we had everything going the way we wanted, right? We had Halliburton cooking. Mm-hmm. We had our bench was going crazy. Obi Toppin back in New York was hitting threes, right? TJ McConnell finished with 10 and 12 assists, and he's strutting around like he's Allen Iverson, right? Like, yeah, this is how good I am. Dude, you're TJ McConnell. Take it easy. You had everything going. You had everything you needed. And again, in another game where you did what you wanted, you made Jalen Brunson work as hard as he could. You made the Knicks make as many shots as they could. You made the Knicks have to play with five guys, and then Anunoby's out for most of the second half. You did everything you needed, and still you're going home down
Tuesday. You know what you forgot to do?
You're going home.
You forgot to play defense.
No.
You forgot to play defense. Mm. The Knicks shot 57% from the field.
Mm.
57%.
57 in a row?
Yeah, exactly. I'm now in the Josh Hart, the love-hate that America will have with him. Like, you love how hard he works. He chirps an awful lot after every rebound.
Yeah. Well,
that gets old after a while.
Yeah,
you made a rebound.
I can see that.
Get back up the court.
I can see that. But still, playing 48 minutes and going to...
No,
and
that's great.
Maybe told Reggie Miller, hey, Reggie, go blank yourself.
Well, that's exactly what he told
everywhere.
Him. I'm glad
go
that Spike yourself. Lee gave you those framed newspapers. I'm glad you had your fun talking about coming back and being this agitator and being on the call. Because he wasn't originally assigned to this series. But they added him for special effect. Mike Breen, off
well,
tonight.
They added him for ratings because nobody's watching this.
Are you kidding? Come on, man. You kidding? This is the only series anybody cares about. This is it. That's why the
really?
NBA is
okay. What kind of poll did you take?
What, dude? What games are you going to put on the air better than this? Hey,
whoa.
Let's put three other games that are 30-point blowouts on the air, and people are going to watch the whole game.
You,
no one's going to watch
30-point blowouts. Are going to be when you play the Celtics.
No one's going to watch the Nuggets unless you're going to say, maybe let's see what Jamal Murray throws on the court today.
How about
I mean,
you
that's
go
not going to get
pray
you
for Anunoby's hamstring? Okay,
dude, it doesn't matter. You know he's going to be out for the playoffs. Come on, man. This is how it works for the Knicks. This is, you know, he's going to be out. Come on.
Why can't I have nice things? You had to break them.
Oh,
I had to take
man.
Them away.
I'll tell you. Coming up next, I don't know how we're going to bleep this, but we're going to find a way.
We're not.
We're just going to
get it fired.
We're just But there's some audio coming from the end of this Knicks-Pacers game that is just absolutely outstanding. Plus, as great as things are right now, I can see a real dark side. I'm being serious. I can see a real dark side for the Knicks. That's coming up right now. We have a huge night to break down here. NBA and more. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Juan Gabriel.
Juan Gis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theodore Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
And I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios, where another thriller goes to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 130-121. The Knicks beat Indiana, take a 2-0 lead into Friday's Game 3. Rick Carlisle's postgame, I'm sure, will be insane.
Of course.
He gets thrown out in the final minute of the game, which we'll get to that story coming up in a few minutes. But look, this is the Knicks winning this game, and in the final 30 seconds, it was just bedlam at Madison Square Garden. So much so that we're trying to get this edited because we can't air this.
Yeah.
It is, because you can hear Nick fans chanting as one because Reggie Miller was doing the game for TNT. Nick fans are screaming, blank you, Reggie. Blank you, Reggie. Imagine 20,000 people screaming, blank you, Reggie.
There's only two ways we can go about this audio.
Okay, we can either play it and get fired or not play it.
Well, I mean, you could get fired. I'm good. Because I was also thinking Josh Hart walked over to make sure he understood what they were chanting.
No, hey, you understand what they're saying. It's a package deal. We're all gone.
Yeah.
No. Listen, Reggie, they're not saying Lou. They're saying Boo.
Yeah, and he was very explicit about it. You know, but we do welcome in all our friends, fans, and family listening in the greater New York area on the iHeartRadio app. Because, you know, that works everywhere in the globe.
Now, look, because the Carlisle stuff is just so crazy, which we'll get to, because he's upset over another call at the end. Again, in 20 years, the Pacers will be saying, if we got that kickball call in game one against the Knicks, we'd have won the NBA title.
But again, in terms of the call itself, he's not wrong. But you can't fixate on it, man. You got to still coach him up.
You want to look at a dark side, right? Because it's been all go New York, go New York, go for the last four. And I get that. And there's going to be a lot more of it. But here are the Knicks up to zip, right? going into game three, even though the winners of the, if you win the first two games, you win the series 80% of the time, right? The Knicks are going into game three, not knowing the status of OG Anunoby, who left the game today with a hamstring strain, and who knows when he's going to be able to play again. This is a guy that in three quarters and 28 minutes had 28 points. He's one of the Iron Five. Jalen Brunson, as you said, after the game, are you going to be okay for game three? He says, yeah, I don't know. Could I see the Knicks sacrificing game three, saying, you know what we're going to do? Shake Milton's going to play, and Alec Burks is going to play, and Bernard King is going to play, and Charlie Ward is going to play, and whatever happens in game three happens in game three, and we hope to get everybody back for game four. I can completely see that, right? My point is this, is that even though this is 2-0, if I'm being completely honest, do I say to myself, this series feels over? I don't.
No.
I don't, because I can see the Pacers going home. They're like a hornet's nest right now. I can see them coming back to New York going, okay, Pacers protected home court. It's a three-game series. Knicks have home court advantage. I'm being honest with you. Is all the go to New York? Does this series feel like it's over, or does it feel like the Pacers still have whatever reserves they have left in the tank, and they're going to press the NOS button like in Fast and Furious to get a little bit more going? No, this series is not over. I feel like there's still a lot left to go from the Pacers, because I could see the Pacers taking control because of the Knicks' health. This is not over.
Yeah, your guys are dropping like flies, and even if Brunson's there, I mean, we've been talking about the many a weary minute and all the hits. I mean, that all adds up. It's body blow after body blow, which gets us into that whole NBA versus NHL NFL conversation that's been going on that started yesterday. But for the Pacers, you got 46 points off your bench on the road. Right, what is the old adage that, hey, these guys are more comfortable and play better at home. So can they be even better and more integrated to what's going on? Can you actually get something offensively from Turner? He was terrible again. And Halliburton had a great game, you know, in the first half. He was huge. Second half, and particularly in the fourth quarter, didn't see the ball a ton. They missed a ton of free throws, and they gave up. Once again, I got to point out, 57% shooting from the field, Smith. Everything else doesn't matter. Yeah, like, I mean, you're not playing defense. They're getting wide open looks.
Well, the Knicks are moving the ball really well, because the reason they're getting wide open looks is because the Knicks have figured out, okay, when Brunson brings it across half court and the Pacers try to double him, he makes the pass out. Hart or DiVincenzo comes out to get the ball. Mm-hmm. And now suddenly it's 4-on-3 and the Knicks move the ball quickly. That's the whole thing. They don't get out of it and say, okay, let's reset back to Brunson. No, the Knicks are decisive, and that's the biggest thing, is that when Brunson passes out of that double team, the Knicks are decisive, and it's DiVincenzo to Hart for a three, or Hart to DiVincenzo for a three, or a dribble in, and you draw the defender in, and it's a pass to Hartenstein for a dunk or a layup. That's the key, to be honest, is that the Knicks get out of that double team and are decisive. So suddenly we're going to try to stop Jalen Brunson from attacking with the ball. The Knicks have figured that out over the last couple of games, because they closed down the stretch here. They escaped in game one. They closed down the stretch here. They have figured out that part of the Pacers.
Well, you get the physicality. You know, you see how much energy you're still getting down the stretch. No Anunoby, and we'll keep an eye on what his status is.
He's gone.
Your Knicks fatalism and Frostberg coming over the top says you won't see him again. But you just see Hartenstein, like, there's no quit. Like, any ball to the racks, like, all right, I'm going to force you to call the goaltend. Like, we're not conceding anything down low. Still diving on the floor for loose balls, all of that. It's easy to like. And certainly to where they're closing it out with that extra energy. Because as you say, one team's certainly not quitting, and I'm certainly not calling the Pacers quitters either. But, you know, the resiliency plus the home crowd, everything else trying to get into your paces has not been there for the Pacers.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Okay, coming up next, the chant at MSG and what Josh Hart said to Reggie Miller right before the game was over while DiVincenzo was shooting free throws.
I don't know which
Keep
one's
it
better.
Here. It's a must listen. Fox.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yeah. Jiffy, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.